Hi, everybody. Aloha. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I am on Kauai today. So I'm doing this show from Kauai on my cell phone, so I hope you can hear me okay. And I really want to invite you to call in today because I'm here to talk to you, and I'm speaking to you from the magical island in the middle of the Pacific. So for those of you that haven't tuned in before, this is the Mystic Oracle Radio Show with moi, Sharon Jeffers, and the topic of this show is based on a mystic science, an ancient mystic science that reveals that our regular deck of playing cards was originally a calendar and it was used for timekeeping. You can check that out on my website, starofthemagi.com. And you can read about the cards there and how they correlate with a calendar if you're new. I know every week we have new people, and I also know there are people that work with the cards and study with the cards that listen to the show. So I just want to do my best to cover the bases for everybody when I'm doing this. Today is Nine of Clubs Day. It's probably one of the better Nine of Clubs days in the year, not to badmouth the Nine of Clubs, but it is the card of higher consciousness and an initiation into higher thinking and more global thinking. It can also be a challenge, and things may not go the way we expect them to. So it's a day to be really flexible and open and just really move with what's happening, which is probably an advantageous way to live life in general anyway. I certainly find it is for me that when I'm open and receptive in the moment, I find that there's magic. I had the most amazing experience the day I got here, which was Monday. I guess I'm going to tell this story. Before I left L.A. to come over here, some of you know I lived on Kauai for the last 10 years, and I moved from here 8 months ago. This is the first time I've been back in 8 months, and it's the longest I've been away in 10 years. And when I was getting ready to leave my home in L.A., I put on a necklace that I haven't worn for a while. It's a really beautiful green garnet necklace that someone made especially for me, and a pretty valuable necklace as well. And I thought, wow, I wonder why I'm wearing this necklace, you know, because I hadn't worn it for a while, and a lot of times I'm really careful about what jewelry I take when I travel, most of the time. Anyway, when I got on the plane from Honolulu to Kauai, I was sitting next to this young girl and who I assumed to be her boyfriend, and she had this stocking cap on her head, and it looked like it was homemade, and it was really thin, and I could see it just been cut on and folded up and then cut on the other end and knotted on top of her head. And for some reason, I couldn't take my eyes off her head. And so, people were still boarding, and finally I just said, "Did you make your hat?" I don't know why I was, now I know why I was obsessed with the hat. Her boyfriend reaches over her head and pulls the hat up, and there are just stitches all over her skull. And, you know, and then he says, these stitches come all the way over to her other ear, and she just had two prosthetic skull pieces, you know, I mean like 4 inches across, put on each side of her head. And she just had the surgery 4 days ago. Well, I'm kind of in shock because, you know, I just asked if she made the hat. So then I just said, well, I guess the doctor made the hat, you know. And then I asked her, what happened to you? And she told me she was 17. She is 17. And when she was 15, her boyfriend pushed her out of a truck and ran over her, crushed her skull. And this was the fourth time she'd had the surgery. Now, this is a long story, but I'm telling it anyway. Sorry. So it was very impactful in the moment. Not the story, but what followed. So we talked the whole way. It's only a 20-minute plane flight. And, you know, and when we were waiting to get off the plane, she looked at my necklace and she said, "I like your necklace. I love green." And I heard a voice in my head very loudly say, "Give it to her." And my first reaction was, "Oh, dear. I'm going to have to give up my necklace, you know." And then I thought about the person that it made. I thought about the value and, you know, 10 million thoughts in about a half a second. And so then she moved because the people were moving. So I got out behind her and I was, you know, walking behind them. And I thought, okay, well, you know, and so they sort of disappeared. And then when we got to the baggage claim, I started to take my necklace off and my bag came down and I grabbed my bag. And it was just like, what it was a manifestation of my hesitation to listen to the opportunity that I had. So when I turned around, they weren't there, and I walked out, and they were standing there, and I just stopped. I went up. I put my hands on the necklace, and I blessed it with all the love and healing energy I could, and I took it off, and I put it around her neck, and I said, "I want you to have my necklace," because by that time, I really did. It's not that I didn't before, but I just had a little delay, and, you know, it was funny to watch myself. But I knew I was going to give it to her from the first time I heard "give it to her." It was the only time I heard it, actually. So I put the necklace on her, and we hugged for a long time. And then when I stepped back, it was the same exact color of her eye as her eyes. And she is so open. I mean, she's just, I mean, who can imagine having your skull crushed by a truck, being run over, and you know, what that might be like. I can't imagine that. And it was such a beautiful moment, and her mom was there, and, you know, and her boyfriend was like, "Are you sure? Are you sure?" And I had nothing to say. I just felt like I was answering a call. And I believe that life is calling to us every moment. I really do. Someone asked me this morning, you know, I came over here because the Kauai Museum asked me to come and speak for Chinese New Year celebration this coming Saturday. They're celebrating that. And one of my friends, who I'm on my way to visit on the other side of the island here after this call, she said to me this morning, "Well, this is a paid event, right?" And I said, "No, I'm doing this pro bono." And she said, "Are you kidding me? You flew all the way over here to do this?" And I said, "Well, no, not really. I feel like I'm answering a call. Kauai called, and I'm coming. It's not about money. It's, and, you know, this is life. Life is calling to us every single moment, every single moment, in some way or another. And I get to learn how to pay attention so that I can answer the call, because the ringer on life is sometimes silent to the physical ears. And so it's like I have to pay really close attention so that I'm hearing by what I see, by what I feel, by what happens before me, by everything. It's incredible. And, you know, the more attention I pay, I've talked about this before, how I believe that the most valuable thing that we have is time. And that's been driven home to me big time working with this system, with the cards. Big time. It's like, because when you see, right now this influence is working with me, am I taking advantage of it or am I arguing with it? You know, it's like I sometimes use the example, people will call and they'll say, I want a relationship. I want a relationship. Where's my relationship? And I'll say, well, actually, you could be making a lot of money right now and you can have a relationship next year. Or you could be working on yourself because all your cards point toward your own spiritual path right now, whatever that may be, your path of self-mastery. So working with the system, year after year and, you know, day in and day out and just looking at it and learning from it and having it reveal itself to me, I just see how every moment there are special forces. Well, I've never called them that before. But they are special forces working with us, you know, guiding us, prodding us, pushing us, pulling us, you know, winking at us, be calling to us, whatever it may be, you know. And so those minutes, these minutes that I have to breathe and be in this body, when I am present with them, they expand. When I'm present in the moment expands, it becomes infinite. And when I'm not present, it disappears. We know this. We've all had the experience where you're really present. You could be driving a car, and you get somewhere an hour less time than it would normally take. Or just the opposite happens, and you feel like you're molasses, it's January, and, you know, you're never going to get there. And it's like there's everything in between. And I really believe that this bank account of time that we have that we're given when we're conceived, you know, it's really about when we're born. Somebody and I had this conversation, Angela, my student, about birth and conception. But, you know, this bank account of time that I have right now, I govern my own interest rate. And when I'm present and full in the moment, my interest rate it skyrockets. And that interest rate determines the quality of my experience. The quality of my experience of life. When I'm not present, my interest rate shrinks. Time contracts and it compacts. And it disappears. What happened? What happened? Where did the time go? So it's all up to me. Everything in my life is up to me. Of course, there are going to be random situations that happen, but I believe they happen for a reason. And, you know, one of my friends once said to me, he said, you know why magic works for you? And I said, why? And he said, because you believe it, you know, and it's true. I believe that magic only does work. How could it do anything else, right? You're welcome to call in if you want. So I thought, driving to where I am right now, I'm at my friend Lita's house in Kaloa, Kauai, and I'm in her meditation room. And when I was driving here, I thought, what am I going to talk about today? I don't know why I asked that question. I always seem to have something to say. So I have someone that requested a compatibility reading with me. And I also have someone that requested that I do look at the Super Bowl. Interestingly, I had someone else email me and ask me if I could tell who was going to win the Super Bowl and who was going to be president. The Super Bowl. And Karen, if you're listening, I want to thank you for giving me all these people's birthdays and whatnot. Because I'm roaming around in paradise, I did not do them yet, but I'm going to do the Super Bowl thing for all of you Super Bowl fans out there, and I'm going to put it on my blog, and I'll either do that tonight or in the morning, just so you know. So I'll do that. And then BJ, I want to look at these two birthdays that you have here. And by the way, If you just tuned in, this is Sharon Jeffers, and you can go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and get an idea of what I'm talking about. You can also look up your birth card there and see which card you are embodying in this life. So I'm looking at February 24th, which is a Pisces, Ace of Diamonds, Five of Diamonds. And I'm looking at July 27th, which is a Leo, Ace of Clubs, Seven of Hearts. Okay, let's talk about these two aces together, because I always see that when, like, two aces or two threes or two jack of clubs, which they do really well together, three, I think that when people of the same number are together, that they understand each other really well. It's like, I totally believe that our relationships, all of them, even if it's the homeless guy that you pass on the street or the homeless woman, whatever, the stray dog, it doesn't matter. It's like, the president of the United States, the governor of Louisiana, whoever is before you in the moment, they're there to reflect yourself back to you. So when you have, hold on, caller, I hear you. Is that you, BJ?
No, it isn't.
Okay, stay right there, okay? I'm just going to finish this thought, and then I'll come to you.
Okay.
So when you have two aces like the two of you are, you're going to feel like you're with yourself in a really major way, okay? So I'm going to take this caller, and then I'm going to come back to your compatibility. Okay, hello.
Hello, Miss Jeffers.
Who's this?
My name is Lyle. And
hi, Lyle. How are you today?
Fine, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you enjoying the nice weather in Hawaii?
You know what? It is so gorgeous today. It's been raining a lot since I got here, and I didn't pout, but I thought about it.
Well,
today it is absolutely divine. Are you in Hawaii?
No, I am in Indianapolis, where it's cold, and we're getting ready to get a snowstorm.
Oh, well, let me just send you a little aloha sunshine here through the airwaves.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It'll be sunshine in my mind.
Good. So when's your birthday?
My birthday is July 21st, 1962.
July 21st. Well, you're the Seven of Clubs. Do you know that?
No.
That's a Seven of Clubs birthday. That's a card of spiritual knowledge. And let's see, you're born very close to the cusp.
Yes.
So are you 721? You're a Cancer still, right? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a question for you.
Okay, ask away.
I have a court case on March 13th.
Uh-huh.
I'm wanting to know if it'll go good for me.
March 13th. So you're 46 years old, is that correct?
I will be.
Oh, right. Oh, so you're 45.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this system?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So when you, on March 13th, you will be in your Saturn cycle.
Is that a good or bad?
I don't know. I'm going to look at age 45 and tell you what I see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is feels like, is this lawsuit with a female? Or does it involve a female?
Yes, basically. And I could tell you if you want to know. It's a tax court case, and I'm representing myself, and there's a female that's representing the state.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, she's shown up twice here. Now, have you communicated with her before?
We just had a meeting with the judge on Wednesday, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was to, she tried to do something sneaky because I have all the facts, and basically she tried to get a motion set for a hearing before I had a chance to look it over, but the judge, I requested time to, well, he was going to give me 2 weeks. I asked for a month. He gave me a month. So I have a month to reply to that.
Uh-huh.
And basically she skipped around the issues that she couldn't deal with.
Uh-huh. I see some obstacles showing up here. So, first of all, is this a younger woman?
Yes, she's in her late, I'm estimating, but in her late 20s to early 30s.
Yeah, see, I feel like the woman doesn't have a whole lot of experience.
Yeah, that's what I picked up, too.
Yeah, and so there's going to be some obstacles that are created by this. But is this case, without me being intrusive?
I don't care. You can ask me any questions.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this case a result of you not taking responsibility for something?
No. It's basically I found out that everybody gets, or people who work for somebody else get a W-2, and it states that you make wages. After 6 months of study, after reading a book, which is called Cracking the Code, it talks about the Internal Revenue Code, I found out that what we make aren't wages. And not to go into a lot of detail, but there's there have been...
We want to keep this short.
Huh?
We want to keep this call short. So
yeah, so basically I found out that what I make is not wages. So basically I submitted to the court, I said that I don't make... Well,
okay.
I sent my returns in saying that I didn't make wages. The state tried to say that I did, so now we're in court.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think the lesson that's here for you has to do with learning to communicate what it is you're understanding in a different way so that you get through instead of running into obstacles, because I do see obstacles here. So,
but
do you meditate?
You said, huh?
Do you meditate?
Yeah, I started back. I wasn't for a while, but now.
Yeah, it's really important that you do that and that you get really clear, crystal clear with your integrity and with this whole deal that you're doing.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you've got some challenging influences during the cycle that you're in. Let me take one look at something else, and then that will be at 90. Your birthday is 7/21. 90, 91, 92. So that's play two. I'm just going to look at one more thing here.
Okay.
Well, in the three-month cycle that you have right now, you're a Cancer, so that would be, well, I don't know.
So it's in the balance, huh?
You're learning from here, and, you know, It could be a little bit of a tough go. Sorry.
Well, it's okay, but this is just the first go round. You understand?
Well, that's good that it's the first go round. And what I'm going to suggest to you is that you do more homework and you educate yourself more thoroughly in the laws that are associated with this so that you have a better case against the state, okay?
All right.
All right, darling. Well, good luck. Let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, Lyle. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now I'm going to go back to BJ. I hope you're listening. BJ, if you're listening, you can call in. Call in. I was talking about your two aces, and now I'm going to composite those two aces, which means when we put them together, we get the two of spades, which is the friendship card. And twos always represent union, communion, communication, relationship. And the spade two embodies all the other twos, the two of hearts, the two of clubs, the two of diamonds. So it's all about your, you know, the connection between you emotionally and mentally. You probably love talking. You probably can talk till the cows come home. And you're both, you probably share a similar level of ambition and drive in your life being aces. So your second two cards composite as the Queen of Diamonds. Well, the Queen of Diamonds learns all her lessons through her relationships. So that's where you're going to look. If something comes up, whatever is going on, you really want to look at what's going on inside of you first. Now, let me see something. Yes. Two of Hearts. So she, your spirit card is Venus to her. Oh, that's very yummy. Do I have a caller?
Yes, this is Brant.
Hi, Brian.
Brant,
sorry.
It's okay, don't worry about it. It's my first time listening to your show. It's pretty good.
Cool.
I was kind of curious to know how the next, month or two we're looking for as far as career and things such as that.
What's your birthday?
5/9/77.
So 5/9/77. How old does that make you? So I don't have to do the math.
No, I'm 30.
Oh, that would have been easy.
It's okay.
Oh, you're the Ten of Diamonds. The Taurus Ten of Diamonds.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that you were the Ten of Diamonds?
Yeah.
You did. Are you familiar with the card system then?
Not entirely. I kind of dabble in all things spiritual, so...
Okay. Well, you're sitting in the Ten of Hearts house. You got the King of Diamonds in Mars. That's very nice.
And
you're seeing Ten of Hearts house, which could make you very popular. And that King of Diamonds is sitting, thank you very much, in your Ace of Hearts planetary ruling card, and you got the Ace of Hearts. So tell me something. Have you had a lot of opportunities come your way since your birthday?
No, and I've really been looking, but specifically I've been manifesting for a certain type of job, so.
You want something specific?
Yeah. As far as I do blue collar work now, and I'm kind of leaning towards a humanitarian kind of job, you know.
Uh-huh.
That pays, well or whatever, but.
Do you know exactly? Want?
And I'm very specific, and I do meditate and have a focus board and that whole nine.
So we have 7 52-day planetary periods in the year, okay?
Okay.
And the year is birthday to birthday. So on 125, which was just a few days ago, you went into your 52-day Uranus cycle.
Okay.
And this is a time a lot of changes can happen when we're in this cycle. Things come and go. It's very erratic, eclectic energy, okay?
Okay.
So the first card I see that you have here says it's really important for you to refine mind as much as you can. You just keep refining how you're using your mind, what you want, how you're using your focus, okay?
Okay.
It's been a theme all year, but it's up to now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ta-da. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, I think you're going to get your new job after your birthday.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Because you have the Ace of Spades in your house, and that often signifies a new kind of work. And you may have things showing up between now and then.
Yes.
Are you in a relationship?
Say it again.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah. I've pretty much found the one, so I got that down.
Yeah. The other thing that could happen is when you move into this next cycle, you could start a new job. If you could start it before the date I'm about to give you.
Okay.
Which is 3/18.
Okay.
Are you looking at working with people that are from another country or?
Nope. Kids from broken homes.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
I hope so.
Well, that's my dream. I understand this desire. So between now and 3/18, let me just look back here again. Where's your Ten of Diamonds? Oh, okay. Between now and 3/18, I think something could present itself to you. You want to make sure that, if possible, you start it before 3/18. Because sometimes when we begin things in our Neptune cycle, which is 3/18 until your birthday,
yes,
they turn out not what we thought they were. However, I do see a strong possibility of you beginning something then. So just take your time if that opportunity comes to you during that cycle, because you have really profound cards in your Neptune cycle, which starts on March 18th for a new relationship, a new job. If it does come to you in that time, just make sure that you're really, really clear. Don't overlook anything. Don't ignore anything. If you see something that you think isn't going to work for you, then acknowledge that. Okay. But it could be your dream job come true as well, so be open. Let me tell you something about your card before you go.
Oh, sure.
Your card is all about gratitude. One of my dearest friends has your birthday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and your card is all about gratitude. The Ten of Diamonds it's a blessed, blessed card. And the Ten of Diamonds likes to have everything come to them. Mm. And the whole idea with your life path is that you give first. You work hard toward what you want. You have to work hard for what you want.
Exactly.
That working hard is an expression of your gratitude for what's coming.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, you're very blessed. And it's just every action that you take, it should be one of gratitude, because that's what...
It is.
Yeah, good for you. So I think after the 18th of March, you're going to have your job.
Okay, cool.
So
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so... what time is it? I need to pay attention. 2:36. I want to thank you all for listening. You know, I didn't think I was going to be able to do my show today. I was going back and forth because, you know, I'm over here roaming around this island. And I could feel people out there already thinking. It was like a half hour before the show. And I thought, wow, you know, I mean, my heart was responding to feeling people that were going to be listening to my show. Because I know that you know, many of you listen every week because you tell me that. And so I really appreciate you. I like the connection. You know, I'm very empathic. So I feel the energy. And I love it that you call in, because that's really it's really an act of trust. And I don't, you know, I take that very seriously. So I'm grateful, and I'm now expressing my gratitude, as I just told Brant to do. That's an unusual name. I like that name. We've had a Lyle and a Brant, both unusual names. So thank you guys for calling in. So I was talking about BJ and his friend, who have these wonderful connections in the cards, spiritually and in the mundane world, to be connected to each other. And it's a kind of relationship, and I'm sorry it's chopped up, but it's my reading, I mean, not your relationship. This is a kind of relationship that is, it's like a wellspring. That's the image I'm getting in my mind. It's like this beautiful fountain that shoots upward, but it's not like, you know, a harsh movement. It's full of vitality, and it's full of life, and it's constantly moving up, upward and outward. That was a loud beep. Do I have a caller?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Regina. How are you?
Hi, Regina. I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
Have you listened to the show before?
No, this is my first time.
Oh, well, welcome, and thank you for tuning in.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh. So are you familiar with the card system that I'm using and talking about here?
Not really. I got your book, and so I just started looking at it, but I'm not really too sure on different things on it.
Oh, you have my book. So when's your birthday?
June 7th, 1975.
Oh, so, well, thank you for buying my book. I have to thank you for buying my book.
Oh, not a problem. I thought it was pretty neat how you could do it with a regular deck of cards.
Well, you know, the regular deck of cards is so regular after all. It was Ten of Diamonds, too, just like Brent. How interesting. Only you're the Gemini, so you're a Ten of Diamonds, Eight of Spades. So the regular deck of cards was originally used as a calendar for timekeeping. So are you 22?
32.
32. Okay. See, this is why I ask people, because my simple math skills are. So do you have a question for me?
I wasn't too sure on what my different cards were. I knew I had the Ten of Diamonds, and I thought my spirit card was the Queen of Clubs. Is that right?
That's true. And then your planetary ruling card, and you might want to write this down.
Okay.
Your planetary ruling card is the Eight of Spades. And if you go on my website, up on the nav, it says the cards.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that, you can read about the cards, how they connect with the calendar. And then below that, I've actually listed the definitions of your birth card, your spirit card, your planetary ruling card, and your soul card. So your birth card is a Ten of Diamonds. Your spirit card is the Queen of Clubs. Your planetary ruling card is the Eight of Spades. And then your soul card is the Queen of Spades. So you can read all about those cards and see how, you know, they work within your life by reading the definitions of your, you know, your other personal significators.
Now, does it say on your website about what the soul card means and what the spirit card means? And
Yes. When you go on there and you look at the page that's titled The Cards, it's at the bottom of that page.
Okay.
I find those four personal significators, and then you can read about yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you. I was wondering how that worked.
You're very welcome.
Now, is there anything you could tell me personally that you see? Or
I can see that this is a year for you when your values are changing and you're exploring new things and you're probably shifting your priorities somewhat to really think about what's most important for you and what you want to make first, you know, how you want to order things in your life. Is that true?
Yeah.
You're also learning about communication and how to use your communication to either create harmony or disruption.
Okay.
With a card that's sitting in your house this year, there can be a temptation to challenge people sometimes a little bit in communication. And the higher side of that realm has to, and that's just like mental gymnastics for that Two of Clubs. So the higher side of that has to do with, you know, you learning how to use your languaging and your communication to actually create what you want and to create harmony and to bring about what it is that you desire in your life. So it starts with your thinking and then with how you speak that.
Okay. Now, that relationships, can you tell me what if my relationship's a good match, if I give you his birthday?
Yeah, what's his birthday?
May 18, 1964.
So, is he the Ace of Diamonds? I think so. Yes, he is. He's the Ace and you're the Ten. So this is somebody you're in a relationship with?
Yes, my husband.
That's your husband?
Yes.
Good person to be in a relationship with. Ah! So he's Mars to you. This is great for sex chemistry. If you're not doing things together on a regular basis, whether it be intimately or working together or doing physical things together, there can be a tension that creates there. He might want to, you know, push your buttons a little bit. But he is Mars to you, and he's Jupiter to you. So he wants to give to you. And you guys share a life path, which is really great for a relationship. He's also Venus to you. So he loves you very much, and he is your friend. When I put your two cards together, this is a Jack of Hearts relationship, which means you're always giving to one another, and you want to make sure that giving is giving rather than sacrifice, because there's a difference. So you both probably learn from time to time about keeping personal boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
In your connections with one another, well, I did do that. Let me do your second card. You're the Eight of 47 and 5. It's 52. So are you guys, like, spiritually oriented? Do you meditate or anything like that?
I'm just now starting to get into that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the meat of this relationship. Doing that would open your relationship to a whole new level. And while I'm thinking about relationships, I'm going to just say this to everybody who's listening. My other website, itsallinthecards.com, has compatibility reports. And you can get there from Star of the Magi. There's a banner. But you can put your birthday in and somebody else's month and day, and it'll tell you the card that actually governs the relationship. Your relationship is governed by two extremely spiritual cards, Regina. So, you know, it's a relationship where, you know, you have to be constantly learning more deeply about yourself and both of you, and then sharing what you learn and what you know that, you know, awakens you to, you know, being more consciously aware. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because otherwise little power struggles can come up. Do you ever experience that?
Yes. We've done a lot ups and downs, but we've always seemed to, you know, figure everything out together. We've been together now 15 years, so.
Uh-huh.
We're doing something right, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, that Venus is a nice glue to have in a relationship because the friendship usually ends up outweighing everything else, you know, and the love that you have for one another. And so I can tell you that the more focused you get in, you know, self-development, or self-mastery or meditation, things like that, the greater good fortune you're going to experience from your relationship, because the two guards that govern the relationship itself are both spiritually oriented. So on one hand, you become like little spiritual initiates together and as individuals, and then on another hand, it's important for you to give to other people in some way to enhance the quality of their life.
Okay.
Like do volunteer work or something. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I learned a lot tonight.
Oh, good. Where are you?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, you too. Are you, Lyle wouldn't be your husband. Okay. We've got people in Indiana tonight. This is great.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. You have a good night.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And, you know, Lyle and Brant, I want to tell you something about your cards. Lyle, I don't know if you know that your spirit card is the Eight of Diamonds and your planetary ruling card is the King of Clubs. So you can look up those, what those mean. And then your spirit card and your soul. And your soul card is a Jack. And then Brant, you may already know this, that your spirit card is the Queen of Clubs. Planetary ruling card is the Ace of Hearts. Your soul card is the Queen of Spades. Sorry. And I think I just covered them all. Anyway, I like to tell people that if they don't know it, because then you can look up those cards. And yes, Regina mentioned my book. I forgot about my book. I wrote a book called Cards of Destiny. I have another book soon to come out on relationship compatibility. Cards of Destiny has all the birthday delineations in it. It's a beautifully done book. I thank my publisher, Ten Speed, for that. It's hard cover, full color, and it's only $14.95, which is great. And you can see it and buy it on my website or at Amazon and in bookstores. And I also have a service that I provide on my website that's free. You can sign up for and get the card of the day sent to you every day. I do have that in my book, but I tend to write more about it I do these each night and send them out. I figured out how to do that even if I'm not around now. So, yay! I'm advancing in my technological genius. So, you know, check it out and feel free to communicate with me. I have time for one quick call if somebody wants to call in. I do want to thank you all for listening, and I also want to thank PBS Radio for the fine work that they do and the service that they provide to all of us around the globe. And I'm really excited that I had two people call from Indiana tonight. That's so cool. And I forgot to ask Brant where he was. So, I guess I will finish by saying a few things. I do have a blog on the site. I welcome you to respond to anything that I say with kindness, please. And I also want to remind you, if you didn't hear me in the beginning, I had a couple of requests about the Super Bowl. So I am going to post what I see in the cards as best I can. I'm going to look at the teams and stuff, and I'll just tell you what I see. I don't even know who's playing. Shame on me. And I have a caller. Hello? Hello? Oh, that must be my line. Somebody beeping on my phone. So anyway, feel free to contact me. Sign up for my card of the day if you like. I also have started putting out a newsletter once a month. So if you sign up for my card of the day, you'll get that newsletter. And you can always unsubscribe if you want to. And you can always send emails and... Oh, I know what I was going to say. Sorry, I'm being distracted by the beeping. I was going to say that, like BJ and Karen did, if you have a topic that you want me to cover on the show, feel free to email that to me, because I like that when people give me something they want me to talk about. And I do like to have a subject at the beginning of the show, because I think it's more interesting for people. I will be home in L.A. next week, and... So the show will happen, and again, I want to thank you all for listening and for calling in, and I will be here again with you next Thursday. So again, from beautiful, magical home of my soul, Kauai, I wish you the warmest aloha, nui loa. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.